Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, right? Maybe it's a tough deadline at work, a fight with a loved one, or even just one of those days where everything feels off. In moments like these, it's easy to get caught up in self-criticism, beating ourselves up for not handling things perfectly. But what if I told you there was a better way? What if, instead of tearing yourself down, you could offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would give a dear friend going through a rough patch? That's exactly what we're diving into today, practicing self-compassion in difficult times. It might sound a little woo-woo, but trust me, it's incredibly powerful. Let's face it, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. There are going to be bumps in the road, setbacks, and moments that leave you feeling discouraged or even defeated. But how we respond to these challenges can make all the difference. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your struggles or pretending everything is okay. It's about acknowledging them with kindness and understanding, without judgment. So, what does self-compassion actually look like? Think of it as a three-pronged approach. First, treating yourself with the same kindness and care you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Second, recognizing that suffering is a part of the human experience. We all go through difficult times. No one is immune. And finally, remembering that you are not defined by your mistakes or shortcomings. Ever felt like your inner critic is on overdrive? You know, the voice that constantly whispers doubts and negativity in your ear? Well, self-compassion helps quiet that inner critic and create a more supportive inner dialogue. Instead of berating yourself for making a mistake, try saying something like, "It's okay, everyone makes mistakes, I can learn from this." Think about it, would you ever talk to a friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. So why subject yourself to such harsh treatment? Remember, self-compassion is not about being selfish or indulgent. It's about recognizing your own humanity and treating yourself with the same love and understanding that you deserve. Now, let me tell you a story about a time when I really needed to practice self-compassion. I was working on this big project and everything felt overwhelming. Deadlines were looming, I was juggling multiple tasks, and I just couldn't seem to get anything done right. My inner critic went into overdrive, telling me I was incompetent and a failure. But then I stopped and took a deep breath. I reminded myself that it's okay to feel stressed and overwhelmed. Sometimes everyone goes through these phases. Instead of beating myself up, I decided to focus on taking small steps forward, celebrating my progress along the way, and being kind to myself throughout the process. And guess what? By practicing self-compassion, I was able to manage the stress, complete the project successfully, and even learn some valuable lessons along the way. Self-compassion is like a superpower. It helps you navigate tough situations with grace and resilience. So how can you start practicing self-compassion today? Here's what you can do. Start by noticing your inner critic. Pay attention to those negative thoughts and judgments that pop up when things get challenging. Challenge those thoughts with kindness. Remember, you deserve compassion, just like anyone else. When those critical voices arise, try replacing them with more supportive and understanding statements. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You know, self-compassion isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that you are worthy of love and kindness, especially during those tough times. This is Taylor Reed signing off, reminding you to be kind to yourself. Remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep training that mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.